From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Show us the money. That's the message the Senate Finance Committee is sending to 136 of the nation's wealthiest colleges and universities. They want to know how these schools have been spending their funds and why tuition costs are soaring. Here with more is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. And John, tell us what specific information Congress is looking for.
Well, they want to know how much you've been raising tuition, how much your financial aid you've been giving your students, and how much do you have in your endowment? A new study finds that there are some huge endowments. Harvard has the largest at $34.5 billion. That's nearly $2 million for every student enrolled there. Yet tuition is $45,000 a year. That's up over 5%. And these endowments have been very smartly invested. Yale, Stanford, Princeton's multi-billion dollar endowments all earned more than 20% return last year. But Lynn Munson, with the Center for College Affordability and Productivity, which just compiled this database on the size of endowments, says schools' priorities are misplaced.
They've put a lot of effort into changing their investment and management practices so that now they're getting these kind of returns out of a more aggressive investment strategy. What they haven't worked hard on is modernizing their approach to thinking about how to tap into this new money and the power that it presents to bring education to more people.
And with these phenomenal double-digit returns, Congress is wondering whether they're investing in some risky things, like maybe hedge funds or junk bonds or even subprime mortgages. So they want to know whether that's appropriate.
But John, isn't this a good thing that these schools are building up so much money in these endowments?
Well, yeah, it's a great problem to have for the schools that have been able to amass these nest eggs. But some in Congress think that universities should start sharing some of their wealth with needy students. They wonder if the endowments are being spent on the right things. For example, there's some grumbling over the salaries that university executives and faculty are getting. Educational institutions get tax breaks for the money that goes into and is spent from these endowments, much like charitable foundations. But foundations are under certain requirements to spend a minimum of their endowments, and Congress is threatening now to issue some sort of requirement for colleges and universities, maybe a 5% per year minimum.
John, we hear a lot about these Ivy League schools and their enormous endowments. Are they the only schools with all this money?
Well, the top 10 are places you'd expect, MIT, Columbia, University of Pennsylvania. But there are 76 colleges and universities with endowments over $1 billion, including the universities of Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. So the well-endowed universities aren't always just the elite Ivy League schools.
Thanks so much, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.